Welcome to the Bedtime Stories. Hi, this is David, and this is my podcast. I hope you enjoy it.
Starting place for you and me.
The Fiery Furnace. Oh, the king was at it again. This time he had a great statue set up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. It was made of gold, and taller than a 9-story building. Then the king called all his royal officers, the satraps, the prefects, the magistrates, the treasurers, the judges, and counselors, and all the officers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the golden statue King Nebuchadnezzar had set up in the plain of Dura. A herald announced in a loud voice, "People of all nations, races, and languages, when you hear the sound of the horn, the pipe, the lyre, the trigon, and drum, and all of the musical instruments, you are commanded to bow down and worship the golden statue of King Nebuchadnezzar that is set up in the plain of Dura. Whoever hears the horn, the pipe, the lyre, the trigon, and drum, and all of the musical instruments, and does not fall down and worship the golden statue that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up in the plain of Dura, they shall be thrown into the fiery furnace." And so, as soon as they heard the sound of the horn, the pipe, the lyre, the trigon, and drum, and all of the musical instruments, the people of all nations, races, and languages fell down and worshipped the golden statue King Nebuchadnezzar had set up in the plain of Dura. All except Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Ezra, they worshipped God alone. One day, under the hot sun, the king's magicians, sorcerers, and wise men saw that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not fall down and worship the golden statue. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were the Babylonian names that King Nebuchadnezzar had given Hananiah, Mishael, and Ezra. They were jealous of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego because they knew that God was with them. This was a perfect chance to get rid of them. And so the magicians, sorcerers, and wise men reported to the king. They said, "O great and mighty king, may you live forever. You have made a decree that when people of all nations, races, and languages hear the sound of the horn, the pipe, the lyre, the trigon, and drum, and all musical instruments, that they fall down and worship the golden statue you have set up in the plain of Dura. And whoever hears the sound of the horn, the pipe, the lyre, the trigon, and drum, and all the music instruments, and does not fall down and worship the golden statue you shall set up into the plain of Dura shall be thrown into the fiery furnace." "Yes, this is so," said the king. "Your majesty," said the magicians, sorcerers, and wise men, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego do not worship the golden statue you have set up in the plain of Dura." The king flew into a rage. He ordered them to be brought to him immediately. The king bellowed, "Is this true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that when you heard the sound of the horn, the pipe, the lyre, the trigon, and drum, and other musical instruments, that you did not fall down and worship the golden statue I have set up in the plain of Dura? Listen to me. When you hear the sound of the horn, the pipe, the lyre, and the trigon, and drum, and all the musical instruments, if you do not fall down and worship the golden statue I have set up in the plain in the Dura, you shall be thrown into the fiery furnace. Who do you think who can save you?" "The God of heaven can save us," answered them. His power is greater than yours, and he can save us from their fiery furnace. But even if he chooses not to save us, we will not worship your God, or bow down before the golden statue you have set up in the plain of Dura." The king's face turned red with anger. He ordered his men to heat the furnace 7 times hotter than ever before. And then he ordered his strongest men to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When the fiery furnace was blazing 7 times hotter than ever, his men tied up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in their shirts, their robes, and their caps and all, and threw them into the fire. The fire was hot, so it burned up the mighty men who threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in it. Suddenly, the king leaped to his feet. "Didn't we tie up 3 men and throw them into the blazing fire?" he asked his magician, sorcerers, and wise men. "Yes, we did," said the magician, sorcerers, and wise men. "Then why do I see 4 men walking around the fire?" the king said. "They are not tied up, and they are not hurt, and one of them looks like God." Well, it was God, as a matter of fact, the one true God. So the king went down to the floor of the fiery furnace and called out, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the one true God, come out." They all stepped out of the fiery furnace. All the magicians, sorcerers, and wise men gathered around them in complete amazement. They were not hurt by the fire in any way. Their hair was not singed, and their clothes were not burned. There wasn't even the smallest smoke on them. King Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He has sent his angel to rescue the men who serve him so faithfully. They disobeyed my orders and did not fall down and worship the golden statue I have set up in the plain of Dura. They risked their lives. They would not worship any other god except their God, and their God has saved them." And then the king commanded, "Listen, people of all nations, races, and languages. Whoever speaks disrespectfully of the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be torn limb from limb, and their houses will be made into a pile of ruins. There is no God who can save like the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." The end.